So Psalm 78. How many of you have heard this before? Of course, you should have heard it on Facebook. Say what a place. Say what a place. That's Facebook for you. What a place. Have you heard before that be careful of exegesis. It can make you poor. So are things I don't want to speak about directly. But I've realized that at times I leave a lot of you in confusion. Like, a lot of you, you know, at times I just see your activities. See people you follow, people you... And I smile that anyway. Guys are actually waiting for me to say something verbatim about some people, which is not part of my portfolio anyway, in church. And I'm not going to do, but I will teach you something. So, but pay attention. When someone is saying exegesis, like the tricky one they now use is this. They will tell you that exegesis, oh, welcome, rapiers. Exegesis can make you, okay, like a dear brother today, I had to talk with him. He said, how will you, he said something very, very, it will look very okay. He said, I beg if you, there's a phone, come on. No point trying to put people out of context. We sing glory to God, yeah. And then glory to God forever. Hallelujah. Okay. It's like he it says stuff like a drown is a good friend not a he said a drowning man needs no exegesis. He needs help. Like a drowning man, a man that is drowning, right? He needs no exegesis. He needs help. I looked at it. Luke 24. Let's start from there. Luke 24, verse 24. What is there? And said unto them, yes. Read 26, go to 26, Luke 24, 26, come on. Suffer these things and to enter into his glory. Next verse. And beginning at what? Moses and all the prophets, he all the scripture, the things concerning. Remember that word expounded, right? What's that Greek word? Remember? Huh? It means he interpreted, right? It meant he did exegesis. Now imagine, God became a man and he did what? Exegesis. Now, think about it. Of course, in John chapter 5, did he do exegesis for that man by the pool of Bethesda? No. What did he do? He healed him, right? That means on the surface, you can easily say that yes, a man that is sick, for instance, he needs know what? Exegesis. He needs what? Healings. But can you talk about the need for healing without downplaying exegesis? Can you? Yes. Can you talk about the healing power of God without downplaying Bible interpretation? Huh? Can you talk about God is going to heal us now without talking less about God wants himself to be known? Yes. Because this has... You know, I showed my wife a post today and she was, for over an hour, she was just arguing with me, talking. What human being is this? What is happening for this world? Well, like, because the intention of people is serious. Just similar to people that you have taught eternal salvation, and the next question they just ask you straight is that, okay, if somebody just finished committing fornication, now, and what will happen? is the same type of trick that these are also playing. Let me now explain to you. See this Psalm 78. Of course, we read this on Sunday. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our father have told us, will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done, that he established a testimony of Jacob, appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come. Wow. Even them, the children, we should be born, who should arise and declare them to their own children. But Samuel, everybody want to go? Set their, come on, you read Bible like you love Bible. Again, want to go? That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his. Verse 8, come on. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, that set not their heart aright, whose spirit was not steadfast. Okay, you can just look at it. Let's read together. Please read together KJV as loud as possible from verse 11. Everybody want to go? Forget that he showed them marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the land of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap in the daytime also. He led them with cloud and all night in the light of fire. He cleaved the rock in the wilderness and gave them drink as of great depth. He brought what streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High to anger. Next verse, come on. Yes? Next verse, behold, he smote the rock, and the water gushed out, and the stream overflowed. Can he give up bread also? Can he provide flesh for the people? Next verse, therefore the Lord had far kindled against Jacob, and next verse, because they believed not in God, trusted not in his salvation. Next verse, though he had commanded the clouds from heaven and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them and had given them the corn of heaven, man did eat angels' food. He set them meat to food. He caused the east wind to blow in heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. Next verse, come on. Flesh also upon him. Yes, next verse. So they did eat and were filled, gave them desire. They were not estranged. Come on, that verse again, 28, want to, 29 again, want to go. So they did eat, were filled. 30, come on. They were not estranged from their rock. But while the meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote them, chosen of Israel. Next verse, for all this they sinned more. Hallelujah. You can stop there for now. Like, I really love to finish the chapter, but we have a different focus today. Everything they asked for, are you with me? Everything they asked for, God did. But the only thing that God is asking for, they never saw. They never gave him. That means a man can receive the healing, can receive everything, yet he is still in rebellion against God's salvation or God's ministry. So don't speak against the tool that brings understanding. That's where I'm going to. You don't have to. Church is established upon Bible words interpretation. Ephesians 4, right? Verse 11.
He has sent up on high. He led captives. He gave gifts as men. He now gave some what? Apostles, some prophets, some pastoring teachers for the what? Edification of the saints, for the work of the ministry, edification of the body of Christ. That is exegesis. The apostles, prophets, all of them will achieve that unity of the faith, perfection of the saints, through what? Bible interpretation. Therefore, don't speak against the tool of understanding. Don't speak against that singular tool that God can use to turn back the man in rebellion. Don't speak against it. Don't! Yes, we know that in healing meetings, we don't start by reading long stuffs. But the people that originate these things, they had an intention. You can as well even pray for people's financial needs without speaking against the tool of understanding. Hope you know the laying on of hands is not the tool for understanding. In fact, can you say prayer alone on his own? It's not even the tool for understanding. Hallelujah. Bible exposition. Why didn't Jesus just lay hands on those guys? In Luke 24, he expounded to them. Imagine, I didn't know if you see that as evident. Where I see it, God became a man and he started teaching scripture. That is why Jesus a lot of times said, have you not read? Have you not read? He didn't say, hey, thus says me. No, he was telling them, don't you read this thing. Hallelujah. Say, I don't disdain Bible interpretation. Okay, don't forget this. Let's start now today. Don't forget, life is more important than things. Life is more important than things. In fact, life is more important than certificates. What you have or what you don't have should not be enough to determine your mood. Just introduction. What you have or what you don't have should not be enough to what? To determine your mood. To cause you to throw caution to the wind. In fact, let me say it this way and that one. Life is more than perception. Life is more than how people even perceive you. What people think about you is not enough reason to give up on life. It's not all. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? At times, I learned this years ago. There was a book I was reading. It says some of us, at times, we postpone our joy till we achieve the big things. We refuse to enjoy the small moments of life. Hallelujah. You choose to be happy after I've gotten my MBA, after I have gotten married, after I have the so-called big things, right? But the simple moments of just taking orange by the road. Eating bully. Hallelujah. Simple moments. The simple moments. At times I look at myself. At times the joy of taking an ice cream is the same as the joy of a new car to me. Anyway. Nice ice cream.
Amen, amen.
Don't suspend your life till one big thing comes. Enjoy friendship. Don't suspend good character till, for instance, till boo comes. Enjoy friendship. Are you getting me?
You getting me? Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you have that wound run dry.
Let's start again from the beginning. In the beginning.
Who is like you, Lord, in the end? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Nothing in this world can satisfy. You know why, yeah.
Jesus,
you cup that wound run dry. Your presence, yeah.
Your presence, yeah. Is heaven
to me. Your presence
is heaven
to me.
Say, my faith in Christ is enough to give me joy. Yeah. So when things go wrong, fix it. Are you with me? When things go wrong, what do? Fix it. Don't think it. Don't allow things going wrong to frame your mind. Fix it. And if it seems to run you crazy, leave it. I'm serious. If it's looking like it's going to run you crazy, leave it.
Life is more important than things.
Like, things go wrong. I'm not saying you should be casual. Things go wrong, fix it. Things is like it's trying to take your money away. Leave it and focus on
your duties as a son of God. Just write this in your notes. If I personalize it, I am more important than my pursuits.
Yeah. Say it and write it too. I am more important than the things I'm pursuing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm more important than your pursuits. You are more important.
Take it to that. Psalm 130, verse 3. Our Jesus, series 2, part 2. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? Hallelujah. So I've told you that word shouldest mark means what? If you regard iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But next verse says what? Verse 4. But there is what? Forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Hallelujah. Now, that word forgiveness actually means you like a ready to pardon. Readiness to pardon. That's the way it looks like in the Hebrew. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 17. That's a book that we have never opened before. In the Edify. Have we opened Nehemiah before in this church? That when you get to heaven, Prophet Nehemiah, we are cursed, all of us. Did you read my book? Then my pastor did not open it for us. So today, let's break the chains. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. Although don't trust the things we read in that series, one of the Bible wrong. That one, we are just reading the Bible like a letter. Like, you don't know where we are going. Just read. In Micah chapter 7, verse 9, chapter 9, verse 17. Let's read together. One, two, go. And refuse to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou did among them, but adding their necks and in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsooketh them not. Glory!
Glory!
Now you see that the man rebellion, he will have to run very well to get to where he's going. Why? God refused to say no. Hallelujah. Remember that your song that you have turned to romance? Mercy say no. I'm gonna let you go. Jesus song, not boy and babe. And let you sleep away. You don't have to be afraid. Is Jesus saying mercy say no? Sin, 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 sin cannot take control. Life and death to face the face. Must darkness try to steal my heart away? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. But mercy say no. Hallelujah. They have heard sang that song. Some of my friends are telling me that they enjoy singing in their clubs. Does it just look like, oh, mercy, I will not let you go. No, once I just hearing say no, we cannot just open fuel and before that's finished. Yeah. During life, amen. Come on. So, see that verse, very instructive. They were rebellious, they were insulting God, yet he said God is ready to forgive. This is serious checkmate. Now I've told you that God does not give the sinner hell as punishment. The only thing obtainable in God is forgiveness. Now, why do you use the word ready to forgive? It's because they must come for the forgiveness. Forgiveness is the only package man will find in God. You will not find judgment in God. You will not find wrath in God. Man will only find what? Forgiveness in God. Or man can only find forgiveness with God. So don't forget, somebody say, okay, but God is just. Therefore, what is the justice of God? The justice of God is the fact that if you say, I don't want this forgiveness, he will let you. But see those words, very, very nice. Ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, slow to anger. It means he doesn't get angry, actually. Great kindness, forsook them not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I've heard of people that said that because they didn't obey the call of God into ministry, God took away their children. That God killed some by liar. You need to go and listen to explaining Job's calamity and what? Stopping demonic activities so that such experience will stop repeating itself. So that Satan will not hide under your disobedience to ministry to pepper you. They pepper them. Hallelujah. That's what happens. I've told you, God did not like you because you will come today. He didn't like you because you like your pastor. Of course, try and like me. Amen? I know you're trying. It's just not working. Okay, Psalm 1. Okay, go to Daniel 9. Verse 9. Daniel, your question. Yes, a question. This is really starting up. We have a long way to go. 9:9, once you go, let's read. Thank you. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Hallelujah. So what is God's response? Does God input rebellion against the man in rebellion? No. So you can see a contrast. A man is in rebellion, but God is saying, I am forgiven. Now, this is not moral sins now. Are you with me? We are coming to moral sins again. Even the man that is saying no to God, God is saying what? I am not what? Counting it against him. But don't forget that John 12, he said, he that did not believe in me, that rejects me, I condemn him not. But the words that what? He has spoken from context, okay? The word that he has spoken will surely condemn him. That is the justice of God. Let's not rush ahead of people. Open that place, John 12. This is for the sake of Ife. Even if you say John 3:16. Give me the Ife by the left. Let's open. That John 12 verse 41, 47. Pastor, you should know that place of hand. John 12, what? 48? 48. Okay, let's read together. Want to go? Me. My words. One that condemn him. The words. Sorry, no, you cannot just say E without explaining to those who are not here when we turn that I to E. Read verse 47. Everybody, let's read verse 47. Want to go?
And if any man hear my words and believe not,
I judge him not. So, what is God's response to the man that did not believe? I don't judge him. And don't judge him, be criminal. I don't criminal him. I don't condemn him. I don't sentence him. I don't punish him. Stop this. Are you following? But keep reading. Yes. For I came not into the world to what? So I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Put your hand there before you read that 48. Quickly go to John 3, 18. 17 and 18, rather. Put your hand there for Insiba. Read John 3, 17 and 18. Okay, want to go? Yes? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that what believeth not is what is condemned already. But don't forget, he said he has not sent his son into the world to what? To condemn the world. And Hebrews 1 already told us that the son is a demonstration of God's character, right? That is Hebrews 1 verse what? 2 and 3, who being the what? The brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, right? Hallelujah. Upholding all these things by the word of his power. When? Purge our sins. Sat down, right hand of his majesty on earth. Next verse. There's no expecting there. Change. But Hebrews 1. Being made so much better than the angel, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the. For which of the angels said it at any time? That my soul, Jude. How the pastor is. Be reading. Let's keep reading. Look at me in my face. Yes. Yes. Worship him, yes? Spirit and his ministers, a flame. But unto the Son, he says what? Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter. Is a scepter. Peace your verse. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gardens above. And thou God, in the beginning, has what? Lay the foundation of the work, the heavens are the works of the hand. They shall what? Shall perish. As God's a garment, and as a vesture, that shall what? Fold them up. But, change. But thou are the same, and thy ears shall not fail. But to which of the angels said it at any time? Sit at my right hand till you make enemies thy foot. Come on, next, last verse. Are they not a ministry spirit sent for ministers for them who shall be? Therefore, we ought to what? Give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience is just. How shall we escape if we neglect so? I was confirmed them that God also bearing them witness with signs and wonder, diverse miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost according to his. What's next verse? Eyes up, eyes up. Next verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The days come and say the Lord that you will recite chapter 1 to chapter 3 for me. Amen. Amen. Chapter 1 to chapter 3. All the pastors. Only pastors. You are a pastor. Hallelujah. Workers. Everybody. 1 to 3. Amen. I think you can cram things for life. You will cram this one. Because the cramming is something you understand, but since you have understood, why not know it? You cram Psalm 35. Read it in your dream. Amen, amen. Okay, back to Bible. Sorry, wait, that's Bible too. That is cramming Bible. Eh? 2 Corinthians 5:19. Come, open. I'm still where? Explain John 12. That's the explainable. So, okay, the words that he has spoken. Okay. Before I go back to John 12, don't forget. That's Hebrews 1, verse 2 and 3. There's a similarity with Romans 3, 25. Just write that in your notes. And remind me, in case we don't treat it. He said it in his word that he might what? Say it in his deed. Don't forget that. Now, jump back to that John 12 now. So, we have seen that the default character of God is that he does not condemn the sinner. Are you with me, brethren? That God does not condemn the sinner. So, he now said in John 12, verse 47, he said, if any man hear my words and does not believe, I don't judge him. Is that clear? That means, I now said, when we explained it then, I said, is it possible for Jesus to say, okay, me, I will not judge you, but my words will judge you. What's the meaning of that? No, that is serious. How can I say, okay, Jesus, me, I will not judge you, but my words will judge you. So who are you? Who is your word? Even if you are going to save, how are you going to save them? It's not by your word. Praise God. So actually that word, the whole of the next verse, the whole of I have spoken there is just a compound and Greek word. Since Lalio. So it's just the way it's used. It can be I, it can be he, it can be who, it can be first person, second person, or third person pronoun that should be there. So when we analyze from context and from the context of the Bible, we discover that it should be what? The words that he has spoken. Because Matthew 12 told us by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be what? Condemned. Don't forget that. back to 2 Corinthians 5:19. It's easy to say God does not input moral sins. Even the so-called unbelief is not God giving man hell as a punishment of unbelief. It is the man's choice. That is the man's default destination. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Don't forget, anything you think I said I didn't explain, it means it has been explained somewhere. That is the way we operate here. Like, we don't do things casually. We read voluminously. That simple word I just read now, we read a lot to get there. 2 Corinthians 5:19, please be fast. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So this is not what God initiated when Christ died. This is not what God started doing when Jesus died. But rather, Jesus' death and resurrection is a demonstration of who God is to man. Write that word, demonstration. Demonstration. His death is a demonstration of who he is to man. Matthew 12:31. We have what I say unto you, all what? All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be what? Forgiven unto men, but the blaspheme shall not be forgiven unto men. That's a lot. First, write in your notes, God does not have the character of unforgiveness. That means, because the question is, we are seeing a compound word in this place. I will analyze by graph for you, not today. But can you see it just intelligently? No, he didn't put God there. No, he didn't say God will not forgive the man that is blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. But there is an emphatic mention that he will not be forgiven. So can you just rewrite that your note as he will not receive forgiveness? Because God's character is what? What's God's character? What is God's character? Come on. Forgiveness, right? So the man blaspheming against the Holy Ghost what will he not receive? Forgiveness. It's not that there's an active unforgiveness of God towards him, but his character, his words simply says, I don't want forgiveness. So that word that God shall not be forgiven him is not God's action, is whose action? Man's action. If you want to understand everything we did under God's action, God's word and God's action very well, why not just in your mind see the topic as man's actions but God's responsibility? See it that way. See it as man's action but what? God's responsibility. That's a lot. You're trying to think about that yourself. That means some things that men does, who takes responsibility? God. Yep. Amen, amen. Thank you. So, see 32. This is how you understand that it is man's action, not God's action. Matthew 12, 32. Once you go, and whosoever, say whosoever. Is it God that is speaking? No, it's man that is speaking, right? Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, what will happen? It shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be what? Forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. That means this, that actually is a lot. That means this sin is not about dispensation. It's about the disposition of man. First, go to Hebrews 3. Again, Hebrews 3. So I get an easy, I will start from here on Wednesday. One of you will quote Hebrews 1 to 3 from the other one will quote chapter 5 to 6. No, 5 to 7 for me. Offered. Hallelujah. I will come to the right hand side of God. Peter. One of you will quote Hebrews 1 to 3. Then I will quote 4 to 7. 4, 5, 6. Let's leave 7. When is it? You have a day. You don't have ministers training. You don't have ministers exam. Let me spare the ones that have ministers exam. Cram it. You will see me camera on Sunday. You will put it on live stream. Yeah. Amen, amen. Sorry, that's not a threat. It's a love threat. I said open where? Hebrews 3, right? Okay, Hebrews 3. What is it, verse 11? Okay, let's try from verse 9. Oh, God, sorry now. Okay, verse 6. But Christ as a son over his house, whose house are we, if and only if we what? Hold fast the beginning of our confidence, steadfast, came on to the end, right? Please, where did we explain all those ifs? Which series? Just last week now. Seriously? I've thought it though, unless maybe after. Maybe. Maybe I've taught it by writing, not by teaching you. Amen. No, Hebrews 3. Eh? Are you high? Why? No, now. Okay, is it. Whose house are we if we what? Hold fast. What is that? Journey of faith, right? So what is the end? I said salvation. Are you right? What is the end, Gary? Christ, right? To believe the gospel. So what is the beginning of the confidence? What is the beginning of the confidence? What is in Hebrews 6? So, that means you believe in the essence. You stop believing in the rituals, right? You go to the end of the rituals. That is what? Salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Are you with me? So, that means we are made partakers of Christ. If we hold fast the beginning, it must not stop there. If and only if we hold fast that beginning, steadfast to where? Until we believe the full gospel. Not so the beginning will be what? The rituals. The same thing in Hebrews 6. Come on. Right? Leaving the... I'll punch you. Face back. Leaving the foundation, principles of the doctrine of Christ. Okay, maybe I've just... Maybe it's this series. I didn't know. Maybe I've written it somewhere that I've not taught. What have I taught you? Okay, let's look. Don't worry. God will catch you. Saturday is coming. Amen, amen. Sorry, pardon me. So I say Hebrews 3. Now, so let's read verse 7 now. Yes, verse 7. As the Holy Ghost here today, if you what? Hear his voice, what happened? Adding not your heart. Can you see? If you combine that with verse 6, right? The message of the Holy Ghost is the glorified Christ. The message of the Holy Ghost is not rituals. The message of the Holy Ghost is not the laws of Moses. The message of the Holy Ghost, pre-redemption and post-redemption, is Jesus. That is what Noah was saying in Genesis 6. My spirit will not strive with man. His days shall be 120. So, it is to spice the message of Christ or to spice the Holy Ghost is to contradict redemption. Don't forget Matthew 12. He said these sins cannot be forgiven when? Either before redemption, that is the meaning of this word, or the word to come means after redemption. Because it's an active disposition of man to the provision of God. It's an active disposition of man to God's provision. It's man saying, I don't want what God provided. What does God provide? Forgiveness. Don't worry, you will get it. Don't worry, you will get it. Get it. Where that Hebrews 3 looks like is that looks like if you hold fast till rapture. The end there is to believe the gospel. That's the end. Okay. You better be reading your notes. Be reading. I've said a lot in this church. Be reading. No, I've said that. Okay. Keep reading. We are in verse what? Hebrews 3, verse what? 8. Okay. Verse 9. Come on. Keep reading. As a day of provocation, when your fathers saw my works 40 years. Know my ways. So I swear my rods. They shall not what? Enter into my rest. Oh, I swear my rods. Hope you know that was the quotation. That was Moses, okay? So next verse. Take heed, therefore, brethren, lest there be in any of you and what? Evil out of unbelief in departing. What's from the life-giving God? What's that departing? Remember the Greek word? Aphistemi, right? Aphistemi. I taught this thing under apostasy. You don't gotta revise your notes. In departing from a God ready to give you life. That means they have not received life. That living God is not God that is alive. It's God that gives life. Can't say God is alive. Living God, it will be tautology. If it's not talking about a God that gives life. Write in your notes. Living God means God that gives life. Not God that is alive. Which one is God? Which one is living God? Are you saying a powerful bomb? What is the name of that? Bomb is powerful. Glory to God. Let's finish that chapter. Look at your notes. Look at your notes. Don't get tired of your Bible. Yes, keep reading. Yes, next verse. Exhort one another. Yes. Why it is called today? Of sin. Yes. For we are made what? Particles of Christ. If and only if. That if is the same if as the last one. The if is very conditional. It's not since. It's if and only if. Still emphasizing the fact that those beginnings, those introductions, those rituals that Moses prescribed is not sufficient for salvation. Salvation is only applicable if you what? Get to the end of Revelation. Salvation is only, you remember Deuteronomy 28, right? He was giving them law of sin and death throughout 28. 29, he was preparing them. 30, what now happened? What happened in 30? Where did he say this? What is the end of Deuteronomy 29? The secret things belong to what? God, our Lord, our God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever. Immediately after that, what did Shinto now start teaching the gospel? That is why Deuteronomy 30 was where Paul brought Romans 10 from. Right? It's like I'm teaching too much, Abby. It'll be once in a week. When I've said all this, you don't reverse it. So that means 30 was where parade changed. Therefore, if all you know is Deuteronomy 28, or you knew the Leviticus 16, Day of Atonement, you did not listen to Moses fully. You didn't get to when he was saying, this commandment is not far from you, lest you say, who shall ascend to heaven to bring him down for us? Or who shall go down to the deep, that is to what? Bring what? Christ out from the grave. Say, but the word is what? Near thee, even in your mouth, that you may do it. Paul now completed that the word is near thee, the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt what? Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, salvation is not in the beginning. Salvation is in the end of Revelation, the end of the journey. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what? Faith to faith, journey of faith. Write down anyone you can remember. Of all I have said. Sorry, I said it that way because it has been well taught here. That's why. Like, Oka's exam, we have series 2 very soon. Anyway, media review is coming. It's coming. Or if I will not write it, start afresh. There we go. Okay, we are still in Hebrews 3, right? Sorry, we teach people a lot in this place. So, get used to it. Hebrews 3, verse what? Come on, verse what? Where are we? 14. Okay, next, let's read verse 14, 15 now. Yes? Provocation? When they have heard, did provoke. Albeit not all came out by Moses. Whom was it grieved 40 years? Whose with them that sin, whose carcass fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear not enter rest? To them that was believe not. So we see that what they could not enter because of what? Unbelief. Hallelujah. So unbelief will prevent man from getting to the destination of faith. Heaven was not referred to in the book of Hebrews, talking about the end of faith. That's why he said in that Hebrews 2. We ought to give the more earnest heed, right? To the things we have heard. Lest at any time we should what? Let it sleep. That means they have heard something, right? But they must what? Give heed so that what they have heard can benefit them. Go to Hebrews 4, verse 1 to 3. Sorry, let me give you time to write. Please ensure you write as much as you can. If you don't come with hardcover note on Wednesday, I will disown you from
Everything. Don't try that with me. Hebrews what? 4. Hebrews 4. From verse what? Come to church with hard cover. Unless you are planning to go to heaven next year. We don't know what happens when our phone gets missing. Lose everything, right? So to say you are, you know how many things I back up this one with? First drive, Google Drive. Cloud. Cloud everything. At least I have audio messages. So don't say you are typing. None of us, we don't have that attitude there. So everybody, you get hard cover, right? Want to use device, make it big. 10 inches minimum. Bigger than small saints. Big. And you know that this is for Bible. This one, what else cannot pop up here? Are you with me? Yeah, so that's the point. Of course, don't worry, you can't get angry. Natural actor. Hebrews what's Jerry? Verse. Let's read. Come on. Let us therefore what? Fear. Lest a promise being left us of what? Entry into his rest. Any of you should seem to what? Come short of it. Why? For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached to them, the guys in Hebrews 3, right? Did not profit them, not be mixed with faith in them that heard. Next verse, come on. We which have believed enter into his rest. Keep reading. We are finished before the foundation of the world. Pay attention to that. I'm coming to that later. Keep reading. Next verse. Of the seventh day of this wise. And the Lord did rest the seventh day from his what? From his works. Yes? If they shall enter into my rest. See for that. Enter not in because of what? Unbelief. Yes? Keep reading. Again. Certain day in David. Saying. Hear his voice. Next verse now. Adding not to your heart. If Joshua had given them rest, yes? He not afterward has spoken of another day. Next verse now. There remained therefore a rest to the what? People of God. He that enter into his rest assists from what? His own works. Stop. So what must they depart from? Works to what? To faith. Is that clear? The summary of the book of Hebrews is depart from works to faith. What is works? The beginning. The way Moses presented it to them. Now, let me explain something again. When you saw, I swore in my wrath, that was a prophet utterance talking about the consequences of unbelief. Of course, I need to type very well today. Type one. But I will even see what you type today. It's comprehensive. That was a prophet's utterance talking about the consequences of unbelief. It is not an active swearing by God. Don't forget the same way that the law of sin and death was a verbalization, was a demonstration of what? Of hell, right? Remember that? That is hell balance brought forward. Remember? You remember? Yeah. Same way, all those utterances, I swear in my wrath, that was a prophet speaking to emphasize consequences of unbelief. Not God's consequences, but the repercussion. So back to now Matthew 12, verse 2. So do you understand Hebrews now? What is he saying from beginning to the end? Before go back to Hebrews 4. We stopped at verse 10. 11 now. 11? 11? 11. Yes, lest any man fall after the same example of what? Unbelief. What is labor? Is it unbelief again? No. What is labor? What is the labor? Come on. That means you look away from who? Yourself. Looking away from the rituals, looking unto Jesus. Remember when I taught you that? Do you think at times somebody that was someone that was brought up? And that teaches us a lot. Eh? You know that time we say that, but a man that is born into a Muslim family, how will he what become born again? Say he was born there, he was. That's why I say labor. Labor to break free. Listen, it is not labor. The labor is not works. The labor is search till you find the truth. So, like a man that was convinced before that all they do before is rituals, right? What they offer before, and pastor, what they offer before is every day, every year they do Day of Atonement. Every time they do Feast of Tabernacles, they do Feast of everything, first fruit. So one day, they are now to leave all their sins and focus on Jesus alone. So that's effort of leaving everything that they are used to what? Focus on Jesus alone is what? Is labor. Is that clear? I'm sorry, my son. Yeah. Not you. It's the system like a liar. Maybe some of you are. And share you this system.
Glory.
So go back to Matthew now, 12:32. Let you please be a true disciple, okay? Be a true disciple. Be a true follower. That means be an expert of all we have taught. Okay? Be an expert of it. That's something I've just said now that I've not said before. Nothing. Matthew 12:32 now. And whosoever speaketh a word against the what? Son of man shall be forgiven, right? Or whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, he shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. So that forgiven there is, please write this down, this Greek word, A-P-H-I-E-M-I. 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 Now it means to forsake, to lay aside, to omit. Omit, leave, forsake, lay aside. Hallelujah. So God has never what? Input moral sins on man. Or just put sin. We have seen that Matthew 12 is actually man's action but God's responsibility. That means anything you say you will do initially, God will say, okay, I agree with you. By thy words, thou shalt be what? Justified. By thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Ensure you make up your notes, especially in God's Word, God's Action series. Go over, even the people that are here, they need to go over it again. Because we did 6 in one day. Imagine. Please do that. Please help me and do that, okay? Please, I beg you. Okay. So then, I just finished saying what that God has never input moral sins on men. Therefore, why did Jesus die then? To show us the fact that God has never input moral sins on men.
So I say it's a Jesus' death is a demonstration. It's a demo. Forgiveness is a character of God, not an action. Forgiveness is God's character. From English, can you tell me the difference between character and action? Yes. Character and action. What's the difference? Okay, that means action is your response to something at a particular time. But what's character? Character is who you are. Say forgiveness is who God is. Yeah. So forgiveness is God's character. It's not an action. It's not a reaction to a man that sins. It is who he is to man. Forgiveness is who God is to man.
I came not for the righteous. I came not for the Pharisees. I came to set the sinners free. Come down. Oh, Zacchaeus, come down. Come and see, come and see. Come down. Come and see, come on. Come down from the sycamore tree, for salvation is coming unto you. All of you are new Christians. You don't know old. Yeah? You're so new. You need the old time religion. Give me the old time. Give me the old time. It is enough for me. Enough for Paul and Silas. Shall we?
So, forgiveness is God's character. It's not an action. It's not a reaction to the man that's saying. It is who he is to man. So, I can say it this way. He proposed before man was created. He proposed before man was created that this man will make a lot of choices which will not reflect my holiness. I will overlook. Let me say it again. Come on. You don't have to write the rhymes. It's not a dictation class. Write from understanding. Of course, don't write understanding that it's now. Don't put. No, it can be seen. Don't write. I say write from your understanding. Write the understanding of what I'm saying, not your understanding. Don't say, okay, this is me. This is where I like it. Okay, I said he proposed before man was created that, okay, don't worry, write the way I call it. He proposed before man was created that although this man will make a lot of choices which will not reflect my holiness, I will overlook those. But the choice that cannot be overlooked is when he declares his will against me. I have to explain the same thing for you. Speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of the flesh. But the stress which cannot be overlooked is when man now declares his will against me. It's when he rejects my demonstration of love. I cannot force my love on the man that rejects my demonstration of love. Now, please ensure you write the word force. I simply mean cannot give the transaction to the man that is not requesting for it. A lot of people, some theology out there that don't worry, all these things we are saying, God will just one day overlook. He said, God, somebody be suffering in hell, and God will just be there. He said, God is merciful, everybody let go and sleep. He will. No. So, but write this down. Who God is to man is forgiveness. And before you call that a license to sin, remember it is only in forgiveness that we know God more. Hallelujah. Cute. It's only in forgiveness that we know God more. It is only in forgiveness that we know God now. So Hebrews 8 now, verse 11. It's only in forgiveness that we know God now. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So Hebrews 8 verse 11, and they shall not what teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. What is that? What is that? What is that? Teaching every man his brother, every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord. What is that? That is weak communication, yes. That's the law, yes. That is also what? Ordinances, right? That is ordinances. That is like Deuteronomy 29:29. The weak, the big things is for the Lord. The secret things, the deep ones, whatever. I'll just show you small. So that is just like that is the same thing as Galatians chapter 4. Under tutors and governors. Are you with me? Weak communication. So then you will not need day of atonement before you understand redemption. You will not need to see two gods before you understand that Jesus will die for your sin. You will not need to see Aaron, the high priest, before you know that Jesus will enter the holiest of holies to you. You will not need typology to know me. Hallelujah. You will not need typology to know God. See verse 12. Want to go? Okay, let's read that one. For all shall know me from the least to the greatest. Also, don't forget that verse 11 is not also discarding the teaching ministry in the New Testament. It's not talking about the teaching ministry in the New Testament. It's not saying, okay, today, I don't have to teach you that know the law. You all know God. That's not, it's not, don't say it that way. That is talking about the law. For all shall know me from the least to the greatest. Say, I know God. That is a statement of facts. So, verse 12, say, I know God because he was merciful. Hallelujah. That's the point. That's the interpretation. I know God. How did I know God? I found him in mercy. I found him in being merciful to my unrighteousness. I found him in not taking account of my sins. Hallelujah. That is how to know God. That is how to find God. Looking for God in destruction, you will not find him. Looking for him in his bank of small sins, you won't find him. Looking for him where there is disrupt, confusion, everything. I don't say there's confusion in your bank. Where there's confusion, you will not find him. Looking for him where sins are being put there, you will not find him. And in 2 Kings chapter 1, when Elijah called down fire, God is not there. In Exodus chapter 19:20, when fire was burning, he was not there. Where will you find God? In forgiveness. When the house of Saul was destroyed, God was not there. But when David had mercy on Mephibosheth for Jonathan's sake, that was your God. Say, God is found in mercy. You can't find him in any of the wars. Bloodshed, he's not there. The question now becomes, said that Jesus, that God killed Jesus for us. The killing is killing. If God killed Jesus for us, then God has killed. Hallelujah. See our Jesus. So, I raised my note here. Forget about that. That is part 4, 5 that I just... So, now because we knew God in mercy, this is the same reason that the deliverer must be a ready forgiver. Our God, his default character is forgiveness. It's stupid for a Christian, stupidity, foolishness, insults to your nature to say, I don't forgive. Just write down any of the ones that you like. Like everything. Because that is the first thing to know about the Father God. You know, a lot of people, when we just come to evangelism, I will just throw it to them about the forgiveness of sin. They try to say, why are you starting like this? That is the first thing to know. They will get to know me by being kindly forgiven. Message translation of that place. The kind forgiveness. That means, you know, if you have to confess everything, that is not kind. No, it's not kind. But that is mental agitation. You have to think, struggle. Are you tired? This work is terrible. Oh, yeah, I lost you somewhere. Just try and write there as much as you can. Come on. Amen. Yeah, I'm a ready forgiver. Lord Jesus. Funny enough, you know, I divided my teaching on Sunday to 2, A and B. Just finish A. This is where I'm supposed to stop working something now. Let's go to the main service. Oh. God, we sing glory to God. Yakorin, glory to God. Let's sing glory to God. Glory to God forever. We sing glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. Sing. Glory to God forever. Amen, amen. Okay. Now pick your Bible. Go through that Hebrews 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there any verse you don't understand? Before I move forward. I may not move forward. I may stop there today. Just check. Please, everybody check. Just any verse. Run through it. 1 to 4, major. I'm going to say everything. Better don't talk. Better should not talk. Rafael, you missed. Was he? Missed that out there? Ah, yeah, Kata. So don't talk. What's that? What's that? What's that? 1 to 6. What's that? We can talk. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Keep short. But you can ask, but don't ask. But don't ask here. Amen. Because you have cover up first. Come on, come on. Check, 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 check. Oh, Jesus. Check, check. Just anyone. Just. I was going to ask you, just go through it. I didn't say you read. Come through, there's no time to read. Now, that's it. Don't forget, we changed something in that Hebrews chapter 4. We saw Joshua in that, we saw Jesus in that place. That is not Jesus, that is Joshua. It's a translation issue. Talking about if Joshua, since Joshua was the one that took him to the promised land, Joshua was the one that, if the promised land is the rest that God was talking about, then David will not speak of another day after Joshua has even died. Therefore, there remains the rest of the people. Anyone that has entered into this rest, you have seen from all those typology. You don't need everything. Canaan, you don't need Jerusalem, you don't need temple. God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ. Yes. Anyone? Okay, now I'm asking. Anybody? Any of us? One, yes, right, Larry, one. Anyone else? Just Larry, anyone else? There's no question after question. Or just, your question should be just straightforward. I don't want interpolation. Okay, yeah, Rogers, go. Sit down. Thank you. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Pastor.
You knew better than that. I'm a nice trick. Sit down. Funny enough, the question, what you are saying, is coming from the same. That's Hebrews 3 verse 1, right? Wherefore what? Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, right? Partakers of the heavenly calling. Okay, it looks like partakers of heavenly calling. Haven't considered, right? Haven't considered. What's the next word there? The apostle and what? High priest of our calling or profession, Christ Jesus. Next verse, who was faithful to him that appointed him, even as Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in that he that builded a house had more honor than the house. Yes? A house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Moses verily was faithful in his house for a testimony, right, of those things which shall be spoken after. Next verse. Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are we? If we what? Hold fast. If and only if we hold fast what? Confidence, rejoicing of our hope, steadfast unto the end. Well, the first thing I will say is that introduction of Hebrews 3 verse 1, holy brethren, partakers of what? Heavenly calling. That's the same word I was using in Hebrews 6, right? Partakers of the Holy Ghost. So, the point is, that has not changed the conversation. Now, I would prefer to say that is talking to those that has believed. But don't forget, even the ones that have believed, they are sandwiched inside the ones that have not believed. And also, hey, Jesus, remember engaging unbelief. That is when I ask you a question, that how do you know a man that has believed the gospel? When I was saying that, if I use Brogy as an example, I say if tomorrow I just see Brogy right now, he says no longer a Christian, right? He says just doing astagraphal life, one astagraphal life, two astagraphal life. He's just doing second. He was doing all manner. Now we know that he has believed the gospel. But if you don't see him tomorrow doing all those things, what are we going to say? He never believed for the sake of doctrine, right? Now, what we know about him is inconsequential. Now, so even, do you know that even some people that has even believed the gospel, they have believed the full gospel now. Are you with me? Can they also draw back to rituals and legalism? Yes. Right? Now, so in the context of Hebrews, some people are drawing back because they have not believed. But I taught you on that process. I said there are three reasons why a Christian can seem to abandon his faith. Number one, remember? Persecution. Number two, remember, discouragement. Number three, no, number two, it should be false knowledge. Wrong teaching. You have not revised it, have you? Let's edit this and upload it now. I'm doing everything alone. I'm tired. I've only edited 2 and 3. And we have 1 to 7. Okay, so if a Christian departs, what's he happens to him? Saved, because God does not what? Depart. But why does a man depart? Unbelief. Therefore, if a man that has not believed departs from Jesus that he's trying to know, what happens to him now? will not be saved, right? But if a man that is saved departs, what happened to him? He's okay. But now you know that an intelligent Bible writer will be silent about that second part. Are you getting me? If we see you depart, how are we going to treat you as pertaining doctrine? You never believed. Therefore, that Hebrews 3 verse 1, I don't like to preach to clearly say, okay, therefore, Christians. Yes, it looks like Christian, but the context is still warning them of what? Unbelief. Context, everything is the beware of unbelief in departing from the living God. And once you put that now for you, from a life-giving God. Because don't forget, with the heart, right? Man believes unto righteousness. Where does man believe? In the heart. Do you see what a man believes in his heart? No. And like we say under that engaging unbelief, can a man say what he does not believe in his heart? Yes. Can someone come back for altar call without really believing? Yes. And a lot of you did. Abi? When Peter said 3,000 were saved in Acts 2, was it God's account or eyewitness account? Is it God that was counting them? Yes, this one was saved. Peter, right? Adam is name. Yeah, that one was saved. Is it God? Or they saw the Holy Ghost just enter. Pa, 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 pa. Huh? No, just saw that 3,000 people identify with the church. Some people just identify because it's a new thing. Right? I believe if you tell us there, you just want to respond. Hey, ba, ba, ba. You know what I'm saying? Anything that just new and just yopi. Ah! Imagine if Thanos just said, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Or this is how we serve our own Jesus. We do it. We shake that leg. That. No, I trust anything. We just take a flight. So Thanos church. Amen. Praise God. So, what I'm saying is only God that what? Of course, we will know later. You know, I thought that the proof of a man is saved is like progressively. You can't say I'm not born again. I don't understand if you're not born again. You understand? Now you have seen you did everything. But some people might write. I'm still wondering. Are they still there or they're not yet there? Are you saying? So that's a joke too. So, but the stand of doctrine does not call you saved if you depart. Doctrinal stand, because let me say, the gift of discernment of spirit is not to discern a saved man. You don't discern a man that has believed the gospel. Because some people, they learn fake tongues. Because we don't focus on that. But doctrinal stand. Because even if you are saved, your action will cause others not to be saved. Are you with me? Your actions will actually cause others that are on the way to also draw back. Therefore, that's why I've told you. Jesus did not judge anybody to hell. You don't. Jesus simply warned men about what? Unbelief. You know what we are trying to do in our own age is to say what? Rejoice, heaven. Oh, dudes! Where? Midway. Brother Joshua. Yeah. Tola, where? Hey, man. And Joshua is in Kaduna. She's here. So that's we try to do that. But scripture simply warns men of what? Unbelief. Amen, amen. So that means if tomorrow night I just saw you just carry your Bible, you carry your Bible, you burn it, say, I'm for Ramadan or something. You can eat the ram, but leave the Adam, Ramadan, right? Leave the ram, take the way, integrate, sorry, differentiate, take away the ram, eat the ram, give the Adam to them. You understand what I'm saying? Ram and Adam, something like that. Let's put N, top N. Okay, so say doctrine. That is the point. Doctrine teaches us how to relate. That's the point. Doctrine itself, it teaches us how to relate. That's why you see people like Aminos and Philetus, who I'm still coming there in this way, I explained this already in the apostasy. Whom I will deliver to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. That is strong words. That means a man that is setting himself against the message of Christ, whether he was holy or he's not holy. Before, we don't want to know. Praise God. So, Larry, to say it again, the context, what is clearer is the context of, once you start focusing on that verse 3, once we pitch a strong tent on verse 3, verse chapter 3, verse 1, that this is a believer. Once you start hammering on that too much, you now start wondering that why should the writer be telling a believer to see what? Hold fast to the end. Are you with me? So that would be you taking off the essence of the whole book. Amen. The question is, even you, all of us, the book of Hebrews, is it encouraging us today? Is it? It's still encouraging you. Even though you have believed, we are still learning and we are still being encouraged from it. Are you with me? So it's not, we don't have to pitch a strong tent on that. But that word is used for believers, holy brethren, right? Partakers of the heavenly calling. Because that particle is the same particle in Hebrews 6. Next question. Which chapter do you have your own? Your question is from chapter. Yeah, I've explained. Any other question? You have one? Okay, please go. Sorry, guys, this is part of Bible study. Because I've stopped. I still left, right? Leave it. I will cut the recording later. Yes, go. Masleon. And them that are sanctified are all of glory for you. God is not ashamed to call them. Yes. For you that are sanctified and what them that are what sanctified are all of what? One. Where is that one? No, I'm not interpreting you. What do you think that one means? He that sanctified and them that are what? Sanctified are all of one. For this God is not what? Ashamed to call them brethren. Saying what? I will declare my name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Next verse. Put my trust in me. Next verse. For as much as the what? Children are partakers of what? Flesh and blood. He also partook in the same. That through death he might destroy. He that had what? Death. So, what are you talking about? Humanity. That's just John 1:14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is just saying he came as us. Yet in our humanity. Not saying, that is not emphatic on Jesus and us. That's not talking about joint test with Christ. No, it's talking about the humanity of Jesus. Because don't forget verse 1, chapter 1. Chapter 1 says he was made so much better than the angels. Now say, go to chapter 3, say he took our nature. Sorry, chapter 2, he took our nature. Not the nature of who? Of angels. Oh, what's in verse 6? Verse 6? Saying, what is man? Like, thou shouldest, son of man, that should visit him. Thou makest him a little what? Lower than the what? Angels. In what? Humanity, right? Yes, and you crown him with what? Glory and honor. And you do set him over the works of thy hand. Yes? Next verse. Put all things in submission under his feet. And that what? Put all things in submission under his feet. You have not what? Nothing was not left that is not under him. Next verse. But now we don't see yet all things under the natural man. But we now see Jesus, right? Who was now made what? A little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, right? Crowned by glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for how many people? So who are the then that are sanctified? Humanity. Hebrews 10:10. By the which we are all sanctified by the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. Amen. Your own issue, your own now is that you have received what he has done. Jesus did it for how many? All. What has happened to you? You have received what he did for all. That's the difference. But ask any question from that person. Ask, just ask. Don't worry. I've asked. I want to close near, that's why. Grace, are you fine? I don't feel well once you are done. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Just give me 5 more minutes. Look at that. Look at it's Bible study. I want to do this a lot this week and next week. I'll be with you full time. Let me ask you questions. Let me stop running too much ahead. All these things I'm saying, it looks like I've not said them. So that if and only if it was used in that Hebrews 3 twice, it's also used in Hebrews 6. That was when he was saying, that's Hebrews 6, what is in verse 3? If, is that, is it if God permits? Okay, yes, that's the if, yes. That's the if and only if. It's very conditional. That means this thing should be done on the allowance of God. And he allowed all those things in when the law was enforced. Now, Jesus took it out. Thank you for understanding. Amen, amen. Can I start that next one? No problem. I'm not explaining. I just told you to ask a question from Hebrews 1 to 4. I'm not doing a series of explaining rules. I'm not doing that yet. Next. One day, a year will come. We come here, we crash that revelation. That book. Begin to the end. Take it like this. Don't see one Antichrist anymore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm gonna focus on what I focus on the questions I told you to ask. So write this down, then we close. What now happens when man asks for forgiveness? Now you're blocking people. Pass back. So what now happens when people ask for forgiveness? What happens when man asks for forgiveness? What is the character of God? Forgiveness. That means to ask for forgiveness. Ask to know God. That's what before or after? Before or after? Or after? Ask for forgiveness. So what? Ask to know God. Now, just write this down. I will continue. Why I don't want to stay long today. Forgiveness of sin to man can be seen in two lights. Two lights. Please put the word to man. Forgiveness of sins to man can be seen in two lights. Number one, restoration of confidence. Number two, receiving sonship. Number one, restoration of confidence. Number two, receiving sonship. Plan to stay longer. Okay. Okay? Small saint, plan to have a better countenance as a grace, plan to have a smiling face. Plan to bring my brothers, welcome from your trip. Instead, as I felt, you have rested well and better from other words. Peace, health, everything to be much more better on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thanks, Lord Jesus. Just move close to somebody beside you and hold your hands again as we pray together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We repeat those healing prayers. Just healing prayers, just as you are seated. Sit close, sit close, sit close, sit close. You may sit close. Hallelujah. There's no emoji in this one. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Stop it. Go offline. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't do